In spite of all my love, care, and attention, I don't know where I lack in bringing up my daughter, you know. Can you throw some light on the best way of educating a child? In spite of all my love, care, and attention, I don't know where I lack in bringing up my daughter. Can you throw some light on the best way of educating the child? Right? Are you all parents? Probably if you're not parents, you might want one. You might want to be. We ought to inquire together into what we mean by educating a child. What do we mean by education? We're all very well educated, apparently. What is the nature of a mother or a father in bringing up the child? That's really the question. You may love the child or you may not. You may want the child to be, as he grows up, to become an engineer or a scientist, a physicist, or some kind of career like your own. And generally, that's the ambition of parents. Right? Do we see this? And the parents generally want their children to follow their own particular pattern or establish a pattern of life that is suitable for their livelihood and so on and so on and so on. So we ought to talk over together the question, what is education? Why education has become so incredibly difficult? Why? As they grow up, and if they are fortunate enough to go through college and university and get a degree, then search for a job, get married, children, and the whole circus begins. The whole problem begins. So the question is, what do we mean by education? Is it a holistic education or only career-minded education? You understand my question, sir? For the child, and all the problems of bringing up a child, if one has affection, tenderness, care, we always want to use the child either as a kind of doll. You understand what I'm saying? Don't you know what a doll is? Don't we use our children to satisfy ourselves? No? Oh, you're rather silent this morning. I'm asking, do we educate a child to face the whole problem of life, the whole complex, divisive way of life, or do we educate them to have a good memory that they have accumulated during the 15, 20 or 30 years of education, and then exercise those memories to acquire a skill and a dog? And we neglect totally the other side of life, the psychological side of life. And we are asking, is education lopsided or holistic? You understand my question? Right, sir? What is holistic education? And what is partial education, limited education? The limited education is what is being done now. Memorizing, memorizing, memorizing. Not learning. There's a difference between learning and memorizing. Memorizing is fairly comparatively easy. Go to school, learn all about history, geography, physics, science, and so on. And you memorize. Book after book, what the educator says. So it's stored up in the brain as knowledge acquired through books and so on. That's what modern education is. And all through life, that is in operation. We're asking, why do we neglect the whole area of psychological field, which is immensely important, right? Is our education merely concerned with earning a job, livelihood, and so on? Or is it concerned helping a human being to live a way of life in which there is no division as the world and the psychological field? You understand? Is this possible? Is there any school or any university in the world that are doing this? That is to cultivate the brain as a whole, not a part of it. Are we meeting somewhere together? We're asking, is it possible for the cultivation of the whole brain, not part of it? To understand this, we have to investigate the whole structure of our consciousness, if you are willing to go into all that. The speaker is not saying this out of vanity or some kind of freakishness, has never read any philosophical book, nor read the Gita, Upanishads and all the business of it. Why should you? Why should you be burdened with all the knowledge of what previous writers, previous thinkers, previous people who have experienced so-called religious and so on? Why should you read all that? Because we are asking, aren't you the story of man? You understand my question? Aren't you the history of mankind? You understand my question? Aren't you, as a human being, isn't there, you are the book of mankind. If you know how to read that book, then you don't have to read any other book, except perhaps learn technological knowledge and livelihood. Are we thinking together a little bit? How do we approach this question? Whether it's possible to cultivate the entire brain, and not one part of it alone. That's the real question of education. Is it possible for the brain, which has lived over 3 million and a half years, according to the latest scientific statements, that brain, which has accumulated tremendous knowledge, that brain, which began with the animal, and all the fears and the anxieties of an animal, is still within our consciousness, right? No, you don't agree. Please don't agree to anything I'm saying. Just listen. Our consciousness, our brain, contains all the animalistic reactions, fears, all that. That's part of our heredity. Because we have come from the ape and so on. That is part of our consciousness. Right? Just listen to it. You may not agree, but find out. We have been trained, educated to function only with part of the brain that is acquiring great deal of memory, knowledge about a particular subject and with its discipline to earn a livelihood. Right? To become an engineer. To become specialized scientist. A physicist or a psychologist. We are trained that way, educated that way. And therefore we are only using part of the brain, obviously. And the other part, the psychical part, is uneducated, is left alone. So our education is lopsided. May we go on? The poor mother has asked this question. It becomes rather complex. So is it possible not only to cultivate knowledge, memory, and also at the same time or at a different period, cultivate, understand the whole psychological content of a human being? You will have both of them running together. Yeah? Is that possible? The speaker thinks that that's the only right kind of education. Not just the one kind of education. To understand the other side, which is the psychological world, you are mankind. You are the history of man. You are the story of mankind. Obviously. Because you have suffered, you have gone through all kinds of trouble like every other human being. You are one with the rest of the world. Nice pigeon went through. So can you read the book of mankind, which is you? You say my question. Can you, as a human being, not only educate in one direction, but also as a human being, you are the entire history of mankind. Not the history of kings and dates and queens, but the experience, the sorrow, the pain, all that tremendously complex psychological world. Can you read that book as you read an ordinary book? And we are not capable of doing that because we have depended on others to read for us that book. I don't know if you follow this. Right, sir? One depended on a guru, on a priest, or a psychologist, unless you are a neurotic, but perhaps most of us are slightly neurotic. Can we read that book without distortion? Because if you are a good scientist or learning the beginnings of science, you have to be very precise, very clear, follow every discipline involved in that particular subject. So similarly, one has to read this book without any kind of distortion. Is that possible? Is it possible for each one of us, not depending on any other to help us to read that book, is that possible to read without any distortion? You understand? As you see your face in the mirror, when you comb your hair or shave, is there a mirror in which everything is reflected very clearly, distinctly, so that the book reflects in the mirror? You understand what I'm asking? Oh my Lord, don't go to sleep, please. Suppose I don't know how to read that book, because my brain is slightly distorted. My prejudice, my nationality and so on, it's distorted. Therefore, I can hardly read the book clearly. So can I be free of prejudices I've accumulated? The book may be full of prejudices, probably it is, full of theories, suppositions. So I must be able to read it without all that, otherwise I can't read it. Right? So is it possible for me to be free of my prejudices, opinions, the conclusions which I recently have gathered? Because the book may be full of tradition. You see? Therefore, I must be free of tradition to read tradition. So, you understood this? Yes? It's rather interesting to go into this. I'm answering the poor lady. She loves her child. She wants to bring up a daughter, carefully, well educated. During the educational period, she acquires all the nonsense of society, right? She acquires all kinds of, you know what is happening in the world, I don't have to go into that. She wants to know what to do. We'll first of all finish that, what to do. Do I really love a child? Do you really love your daughter, your son? What does that love mean? If you loved your daughter, your son, really, deeply, then would you allow the child to grow up and be caught in this tremendous conflicting and insane world? Would you allow your son to join in the army? If you really loved him, go and kill another, get maimed. We were taken into a hospital in America by a very well-known doctor. It was a hospital very, very few people go to, not allowed. And there were people there without arms and legs, without eyes, shattered faces, lopsided, wounded, appalling sight. That's the result of war. Their mothers have said, we loved our children. And they end up there in that hospital. I wonder if you realize all this. Some had gone insane, put in strict jacket. So what do we mean by love? Do you want them, your children whom you love, to enter into this insane world? It's a tremendous problem, this. But you have to enter into that world. You have to have an occupation. You have to earn a livelihood. You can't just withdraw from the world because you are the world. So the mother says, ask, what shall I do? Knowing the society is so corrupt, so extraordinarily unbalanced. Everyone is out for himself, self-interest. The mother, what is she to do? Or the parent? So does love stop after a certain age? You've sent your child to a school, to a college, and perhaps to a university if you're lucky, if you've been of money, and let him go. Get him married, settle down. Right? That's all most parents are concerned. And this is called love. We are questioning that whether that is love at all. I'm not saying anything derogatory or impolite or not respectful, but we question whether that is love. If you really deeply loved, it means something totally different. There can be no love, there is self-interest. This is a fact. If I'm concerned about myself all the time, which we are, how can there be love? You may talk about it, romanticize about it. Go to a cinema and see all that nonsense about love and sex and, you know, all that business. So one has to go into this question of what is love? What is our relationship to the child? What's our relationship to the world? And so on. That's one side of it. And we're talking about whether you can read the story of mankind, the book that you are, if I can use that word, can you read that book? Not just at the beginning of the book, first chapter or a few lines of it, but go through to the very end of it. It is possible only in the mirror of relationship. Right? Because in that mirror of relationship, you see what you are, your reactions and responses. Not only biological responses, but also all the responses of ambition, greed, envy, flattery, insult. You follow? The whole content of your consciousness is revealed if you are very watchful, watching very closely, without any distortion. Then it's a movement, a holistic movement, learning a subject, that subject having its own discipline, like mathematics and so on, and also, as one is related always in life with everything, I'm related to you, I'm related to another. in that mirror, watching all, you know, carefully without distortion. That requires tremendous interest and energy. Can this both be done? You understand my question? That is real education. Then you don't have to read a single book about the psyche. You can read a lot of books about other things.